been working in y'all's lives over the last few years. We talked a few minutes ago about, I know personally we say amazing. I don't know why we still say that, but we do see amazing things sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, God's nature is the amazing. And I'm like you said, sometimes we continue to say, well, isn't that amazing that that happened? But that's who God is. I mean, he provides. And the scripture verse this morning, as I read it, I mentioned that that kind of propelled Leslie and I into ministry to help people. As I had seen people in Sudan with dirty water, and you know they were drinking out of basically mud holes and streams and so forth and shallow holes. And this was back in 2004 and 5. You know, it made me think as I read that verse then and also this morning. You know, it says if you have this world's goods, and the Lord had blessed Leslie and I, you know, being in the well drilling business. I first drilled when I was 14 years old, which was in 1980. So, you know, flying back on that little plane, it was a puddle jumper, so to speak, flying back from Sudan into North Kenya. You know, the Lord really spoke to me. Scripture became real, and it propelled, like I said, us to go into the mission field. And the knowledge that the Lord had given me to be able to drill, you know, even though, you know, in life we pursue the American dream of having and, you know, collecting and, you know, what we call treasures, but the Lord really called us to forsake those things and to leave. Now, I know everyone doesn't receive that call, and everybody says amen to that, but, you know, we had answered that, and it took us to Zambia, and there we drill wells. Provide clean water. We repair hand pumps. Everything that we do is a hand pump. It's no power grid in the areas that we work. We also do health and hygiene, which follows up. It teaches clean hand washing, disease transmission, parasites, oral rehydration. People are dehydrated because of dysentery and cholera and typhoid and so forth because of the dirty water. And then we follow all of that up, the drilling and the hand pump repair and the hygiene, we follow that up with, we share the gospel, we share the word with the people in the villages. And then even beyond that, we do discipleship training, which is a continual revisit, rotation basis teaching. We have three teaching points and we continually share the word. And one of the key aspects, I think, not only do we continue to teach and give material, and I'm, you know, here we have a hard time grasping or wrapping our minds around the fact that people actually do not have material. You know, we go into churches, which are sometimes just under a tree. They're in a lean-to, just a makeshift building, and people have, you know, hymnals or non-existent. You know, Bibles sometimes are non-existent. If they do have Bibles, as I've shared a lot of times, they have, you know, verses or books that are missing, you know, covers that are missing. You know, the Gospel of John may be missing, but they're doing the very best they can with what they have. So we provide Bibles to believers who come and make a profession of faith in Christ. As we evangelize, we give a non-study, just a regular Bible to them in their language. In Zambia, it's about 72 different languages, so we try to provide a Bible to them. And then the pastors, you and I talked earlier about the pastors, we try to provide study Bibles. And the study Bibles we carry from the U.S., we purchase here and carry to them. And the non-study we buy in-country in Zambia. But, you know, to give a Bible, I know, again, we can't wrap our mind around that, but actually to give a Bible to someone, and I've shared, it's like Ed McMahon showing up with a check. You know, people get excited when they have the Word in their hand, and they can actually read it in their language. And, I mean, their hope is in the Word of God. It's in Christ. And that's, you know, we've really been blessed to have an opportunity not only to provide a well, water, physical, but also the spiritual side. And Jesus says that the person who drinks of the water that he gives, they shall never thirst again. And we're blessed to have that opportunity to be his hands and feet in Zambia.
Well, several things we really want to mention is when you're only over there certain months of the year and you're here certain months of the year.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that a little bit?
We usually in Zambia at end of April, 1st of May. And this year we return on May 20th, so it's soon, 2 weeks from yesterday. Like I said, April, end of April, 1st of May, all the way through the 1st of December. That's the dry season. No rain, not a drop, no clouds. Then the rainy season is from end of November, 1st of December to the following April. That's the rainy season. Monsoon, it rains. It's real rain. It rains every day, so you can't do very much ministry in that type of weather. So we come back here and visit people like Joe.
Yeah. And it's a blessing to have you in here. And I know that you've been around visiting several places, sharing your ministry while you have been here. And it's an opportunity. And if our listeners want to see some more information about this and the work you do, the slideshow and the presentation you do in person is awesome. And CW, how if one of our listeners want to see some information about this, they can do that?
It's on the website, which is www.wfto.cc. On that website, there are lots of pictures going back, I think, until 2009, maybe even 2008. And they're kind of itemized, you know, the well program, all the pump installation and the hygiene and ministry and different things. We do a lot of other things other than what we just mentioned, you know,
right.
Shoes and jerry cans for water distribution and blankets and so forth. Just some things you can see there in the picture gallery on the website.
And we encourage everyone to do that because it's going to be impressive if you do go and look at those pictures and his website. We will post that on our Facebook page as well for you to see. And if you didn't have an opportunity and don't remember it, we'll put it on our Facebook page so someone can go and view that as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can also find Leslie being on the and also the Water for the Oppressed on Facebook as well.
Yes, the link to Facebook is on the website. There's a link at the top of the page to Facebook. And like I said, the link, the website is www.wfto.cc. It's the abbreviation Water for the Oppressed.
And first of all, I want to mention too, one thing I wrote down is most people around this area know CW and Leslie Bing. CW mentioned was a business person working here in our local listing area and felt the call, as he said, how God spoke to him to help people in Zambia.
Yes, Zambia.
And how God has really used them. They've given up their business and their life, basically, to go overseas and do this ministry. And if people want to support, how's the best way they can show some support for the ministry and help people?
Well, I guess several ways. First, on the website, there's a donation. At the top, it's a donation. You can just click on that, and it'll take you to PayPal. And then also, you can mail to Water for the Oppressed at P.O. Box 97 South Hill, Virginia. Those two ways, you know, are best. And I think it's kind of unique how the Lord has worked. Even people that were my competitors, because we worked down in Raleigh and Rocky Mount and over to Greensboro and Emporia and Clark's. We covered a large area. Even some of the competitors that were competitors when we were in business, now they support us. And I always joke with them. I say, you're paying me to stay away.
Yeah.
So, you know, that they kind of get a chuckle out of that. But the Lord has really opened them up, and it's worked in their lives, and I think their faith has grown. And we visit their churches also, but the Lord has been tremendous in what he has been able to accomplish in our lives.
And I know been some health issues for you too. It's not just a bed of roses for you being over too. You still have to watch what you do and still get sick some over there too. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. I actually got sick twice, and my back in 2007, I had back issues there, and then in 2010, November 11th, I had pancreas problems there, and it was traumatic, to say the least. You know, when you get down, when you go to death's door, and you're about 2 hours from death, and it changes. Even though you've been changed, it continues to change you even more, because you see just how precious life is. And then the Lord healed me. I give that praise to him for that. I continue to take a lot of medication, but it's enabled me to continue to carry on. And I think Paul gives us, you know, he says, I'll press on. And he's been a great influence in, you know, his words to me to press on. And I'll continue to minister, even though we have a lot of issues. you know, Christ said we have tribulation in the world, but be of good cheer that he's overcome the world. So that continues to give Leslie and I encouragement as we press on, just meeting the needs of people in Zambia.
CW, I cannot thank you enough for coming in here. Anything else we missed that you may want to add?
I think we probably...
I did want to have Leslie come over. She was... I want to win this battle. She said she wasn't going to be on the air. But see, now I've got to wait until I got her on the air. And Leslie, first of all, thank you for coming in. And just wanted to see if anything we might have left out that maybe you might want to mention or say or anything about the ministry.
Good morning. I just would like to thank all the supporters and just most of all for the prayers for our ministry, for CW and I personally, and our son, Claude, who's in the Air Force serving. And I just appreciate all of your prayers. Thank you so much for having us this morning, Jeff.